It's been a busy week in the tech world, and we'll probably need more than 5 minutes to cover this, but let me do my best. First, Apple versus Facebook, a battle that's more intense than ever. For years, Apple and Facebook have butted heads over topics such as privacy and consumer rights, but the battle has reached new heights. Apple's incoming change in privacy policies will likely harm Facebook's revenues. On the other hand, Zuckerberg himself has recognized Apple as a competitor in several areas. Investorpedia explains that Apple CEO Tim Cook has continuously criticized Facebook, from the Cambridge Analytica scandal to Facebook's monetizing practices. He also said that Apple would have made a ton of money if it had copied Facebook, but chose not to do that as its consumers weren't their products. But lately, there's been one battle in particular in the news: the privacy battle. Apple will now force apps to ask users for permission to do ad tracking. If users refuse, which I expect most will, apps won't create personalized ads, which most likely will cause a loss of ad revenue for them. Of course, Facebook is among them. Facebook says that it doesn't have its own interests in mind, and in turn, it's working for small businesses that rely on Facebook for income. Apple says it's preventing ad tracking and enhancing privacy. And to me, the answer is very clear. If you don't want to get tracked, you should not be tracked. That has always been a hidden and kind of shady practice by Facebook that most people don't know about or don't care enough to be careful about. Now, Facebook has the audacity, because that is the word, audacity, to sue Apple on antitrust issues while facing two antitrust lawsuits themselves. Go watch a video about it. So get this, they are defending their lawsuit saying that they're not a monopoly, but they're suing Apple because they are. That's just plain hypocrisy and bullshit if you ask me. Am I the only one seeing this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
You don't get to win both of these arguments, Mark. Your argument against Apple is that users should not be explicitly informed about their privacy? Come on, let's carry on. Now, Clubhouse is booming, as in, I'm seeing people I know are late adopters and they already have a Clubhouse account type of booming. Clubhouse is a discussion app that uses audio only, and users must have an invitation to use it. I actually had to get one from one of you YouTube watchers. The app has seen excellent traction and an exponential rise in popularity thanks to its privacy, lack of moderation, and exclusivity. But the Chinese government was having none of that. On Monday, the BBC reported that thousands of Chinese users said the app was offline and could not use it. China has long had control over apps and their content, and Clubhouse was different, as many users rushed to it to discuss banned topics. So it was so popular that several e-commerce stores were selling invites. To date, no official communications are coming from Clubhouse about its potential future in China. This app is really a fascinating topic, so be sure to check out our full Company Forensics episode on it, coming in the next few weeks. In other news, let's talk about Reddit. Reddit has been in the news lately as part of the trading frenzy, and it took over the world in late January and early February. The social media for debates raised more than $250 million in funding, it announced on Monday. This doubles its valuation to $6 billion. The company also informed that it had seen a 90% increase in advertising revenue in the last quarter compared to the previous year. With an increase in the popularity of community discussions and the impressive effects of the stock trading craziness from a couple weeks ago, Reddit has consolidated its place as the go-to website for conversations, tips, and ask an expert sections. And Reddit's slogan is the front page of the internet. I love Reddit. My account is 8 years old, and I have been on the front page. I've made a video about that. It's powerful, really powerful, and go ask those headfront guys who shorted GameStop on how powerful Reddit can be. But I don't believe that it can grow much bigger than what it is now, even after revamping their UI from their old shitty one. Reddit is still a niche product. The learning curve is long, you have to lurk for months in order to get Reddit. It's never going to be a Facebook or a Twitter, but it is a weird and interesting place. That's all I can say. Now, let's talk about space, because I love space. And Starlink is now taking pre-orders from potential customers. Some potential users received notifications that coverage would be available mid-2021, while others early 2022. This isn't only big news for SpaceX's ambitious internet project. Elon Musk, the company's CEO, revealed more information regarding Starlink's IPO and a potential date. Musk said that he expects negative cash flow for a while before Starlink is ready for an IPO. He's familiar with that stuff. For the moment, all potential users know is that the full Starlink kit costs $499, and it includes an antenna, dish, a router, and a power supply. The service will initially be available in the US, the UK, and Canada. I am making a video about Starlink for my personal YouTube channel, and this is a shameless plug about my personal YouTube channel, and I'm doing a video about how Starlink is going to ruin astrophotography. So go ahead and subscribe to watch it as soon as I finish editing as soon as my work allows me to. Now, let's talk about Twitter. Twitter's looking to diversify its revenue and to rely less on advertising. One of its strategies might be to implement subscriptions, and the ideas are mixed. Research teams within the company have suggested that users tip the people they follow for exclusive content. Another possible source of income is charging for services and features within Twitter, like TweetDeck and the Undo Send option. The company also considers charging users for a service suite, including all additional features aimed at Twitter's more advanced users. Bloomberg reported experts in the sector are worried that this idea will not be enticing enough to make the subscription system work. And this isn't the first time that Twitter has pondered with subscriptions, as it toyed with the idea in 2017, only to end up putting it on hold. Next up, and last but not least, let's talk about Parler. Remember Parler, that controversial social media platform? Variety reported that former CEO John Matzis said he was fired after advocating for stricter moderation policies. Parler had come under fire for the exact opposite. Far-right groups, anti-science supporters, and Trump followers flooded the social network after Twitter applied stricter actions against hate speech. But members of the board took to other forms of social media to deny Matz's comments. They confirmed that he was fired due to his bad decision regarding the company. Parler has not been able to shake itself off of that bad reputation. Business Insider reported that the U.S. Congress is investigating Parler's ties with former President Trump. A House committee has inquired about Trump's possible ownership stake, which some sources claim would have been as high as 40%. You can probably infer my political position with the tone of this news and when we reported about Parler and Trump being banned for Twitter. I don't want to get into trouble again, so I guess we'll just see you next week.